Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, July 31st, 2024, edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Last day of July. Yep, really the last month of summer coming, August, tomorrow. We're excited, can't wait. The election is Tuesday. This will all be over. We have a great story for you to hear about, bottom of the hour. We're going to get into it. Last minute attempt to do a negative hit piece on Victoria Bishop for Antrim County Clerk. I couldn't believe this story and what the current clerk, Cheryl Guy, is quoted as saying she's going to do if Vicky wins on Tuesday. So we'll get into it. We'll not go into all the details of the article. It's quite long, actually. And in some ways, I think it may backfire. This could actually end up being positive for her campaign when they thought it was a perfect hit piece against her. But like Dave Ageman taught us, you're not going to be shot at, you're not going to be taking flack until you're considered a threat. They are actively, not the Road Commission, not MDOT, but private citizens are out there stealing her signs off of private property. We've got numerous reports. People have called us and said, hey, did you come take your sign? Because it's gone. So we're going to get into all that. Bottom of the hour, we'll explain to you guys everything these desperate people are trying to do to keep their power and to prevent her from being the next clerk of Antrim County. Many of you have gotten the article from me. We're going to get into it. But in the next segment, you have an opportunity to text me questions, 231-360-5140. You have the ability to text me questions to ask Dr. Jeff, our vet up at Sioux Animal Hospital. Heading into summer, the last month of then Labor Day. After Labor Day, kids go back to school. Things start changing weather-wise. Activities, high pressure, low pressure. Northern lights, meteor showers, changing of the moon, all kinds of things happening out there. How does it affect our animals? Have you noticed a change in any of your animals' behavior? So any question goes for Dr. Jeff coming up in the next segment. Again, text me at 231-360-5140. We'll get the answers to your questions. Many of you have texted me, Sheboygan, repeat of yesterday's show. I have created a text message just for Sheboygan County. If you know anybody that lives in Sheboygan, text me Sheboygan. I'll send it to you. You can forward it to them. Ask them to share it with people they know in Sheboygan County. This is something we want to do, make a major impact in the election for sheriff, one county commissioner, and U.S. Senate and 1st Congressional District. State House seat for the 106th. Portions of Sheboygan is covered by the 107th. We've got a customized text message to go to people in Sheboygan County. We ask that you get it and forward it to everybody you know that lives in Sheboygan. So again, text me your questions for Dr. Jeff. Sioux Animal Hospital will be in the house in the next segment. Short break from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one on this Wednesday. As usual, joining us in this segment is Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, I want to thank you personally for coming down and attending our event there on Saturday. Nice donation. We appreciate the support. And what did you think about the event?
Oh, it was a blast. I had a lot of fun. I'd like to see something like that happen up here, too. I mean, that was a lot of fun. A lot of good people. Talked to a lot of people. A lot of good ideas. A lot of good information, particularly some things about Representative Bergman I did not know previously.
Yes.
So learned something, too.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we appreciate that. And again, hopefully next year, we're going to do it in August, the fourth Saturday. Mark your calendar, August 23rd, 2025, same venue. Maybe you can get some folks to join you there from Sioux St. Marie, and especially the kids. I'd love your wife to come and the kids, and it'd be a great time. You can take your kids out there to the range and teach them some stuff. And what'd you think about the range, the way we had it set up out there?
That is a very nice range. It's got to be one of the best ranges I've seen. Very clean, easy to use, very, very shooter friendly.
Yes, absolutely. And you didn't get a chance to stay at the end there for the 50 caliber shoot that they were booming off over there at the 100 yard range, did you?
No. Bug off for that. You know, I had to drive back home here. But,
right.
Yeah. So maybe next time I hang around for that.
How long a drive was that for you?
It was about a 2 hour.
About 2 hours drive. From Sioux St. Marie. Okay.
Yep.
Of course, that gives me a good indication.
I got a tour of the back roads of Antrim County because Google took me some really weird back way coming through and nice county. I mean, I've lived in Michigan my whole life. I've never been in that area.
Right.
So yeah, it's really nice up in there.
Yeah. Lots of cows and lots of corn and other things. Hey, I got a couple of text messages coming in already because I teed you up in the first segment. One of these text messages we've answered before, but definitely want clarification. This is the last day of July. August is really the last day of summer as we head into Labor Day and kids going back to school and things like that. How much longer do I need to keep putting flea and tick topicals on my dog going forward? Is it healthy for him to continue, you know, into September, October? Is this something we need to cut back? What's your recommendation?
I would, go until first frost, okay, until we've got a really good kill frost or snow on the ground, which sometimes is in September.
So
what happens in the spring, we start out with ticks, okay? Ticks is our major problem in the spring and like that. Now we're going to start segueing. I mean, there's still ticks around, but now we're going to start seeing more flea problems because the fleas don't overwinter as well as the ticks do. So we always start out the summer in the spring with a low flea load, but then through the warm weather and yada, 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 our tick numbers climb until we get a kill frost and they drop off again. So basically, I tell people snow to snow. Okay. Once the snow leaves, start it. Once you see the snow on the ground, start it. Then you can stop.
Snow to snow.
Yep.
That is a great saying. I like that. And because primarily you're saying the fleas actually, they don't survive winter as good as the ticks do. Is that what you're saying?
No. Yeah. Ticks can almost basically freeze out and be fine. And they become active at even below freezing at like 27, 28 degrees Fahrenheit, which is below freezing.
Right.
And because they are so tough and so hardy, when you get underneath the snowpack, you get there and down there on the ground. I mean, it might be negative, 50 up here like that one year. The year that winter wouldn't leave. It might be that cold up here, but you go down under 3 feet of snow, it's 28, 30 degrees, so the ticks can hang on to that and can survive. Fleas, on the other hand, have to overwinter on an organism, on a host, on a rabbit, have to live on a squirrel, a bear, or whatever. It has to be on something over the winter, whereas a tick can just be, you know, in the dirt, essentially. So when you get the winter kill, the flea numbers will drop. So when we start in the spring, we usually have a low flea load. But then, you know, nature, and you get an increase in rabbit population, and it's warmer, and then the flea population takes off, and they'll keep climbing until we get a good kill frost again, and then that kills them off. So,
yes, I got a text message from Officer Rick down in Livingston County. He brought his dog to you to take a look at, and I'm sure he's going to reschedule another surgery with you. But he said Dr. Jeff was dressed up as one badass county county sheriff cowboy. Yep. He said, I never knew he was such a real cowboy. So comment from Rick there. So, yeah, man, you had now, were those six shooters on both sides?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So that wasn't my I just kind of grabbed a rig. That wasn't my Sunday go to church rig. That was my training rig, because I do the mounted shooting with my horse, and that's the one that I use for trap practice and things like that, because obviously you're on a horse, you're going to drop them occasionally in the dirt, and I don't want to drop my, you know, really nice vaqueros in the dirt. So I got a couple, you know, older, one's a Uberetti and one's an older Ruger, but they're both single action army six shooters. And when I was drawing weapons from the armory, that's what I felt like that morning, when I'm like, let's see, which gun should I take today? I'm like, I'll go old school. So I brought that. Then, like I said, I brought that big old Buffalo gun.
Yeah, that Buffalo gun was impressive. And you said it was a 5.95 caliber?
It's a 50 caliber, it's a 50-95. And what
50-95, that's it, got it.
And what that means, that's a black powder, let's make sure I got this right, that's a black powder denomination. The first number is a caliber, okay, so like a 45-70 is a 45 caliber bullet with 70 pounds of black, or 70 pounds, yeah, 70 grains of black powder behind it. So now, obviously, I'm using smokeless powder now at this point, so there's not 90 grains of, you know, smokeless powder in there.
Right.
But, yeah, that's when you see those calibers like that. That's what they're, you know, like a 30-30 is a 30 caliber bullet with 30 grains of black powder.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Another animal question. Toenails. How often, what's a good indicator for us to be able to do it? And then do we cut them halfway, or do we try to take them all the way down to the vein? What's your recommendation in trimming nails for both dogs and cats?
Cats are usually pretty easy, because honestly, I don't think I've ever seen a cat nail that's not clear. Okay, so you can see the quick in a cat, and all you gotta do is just take the hook off. Okay.
Yep.
And yes, you can trim cats' nails, particularly if they're being, you know, destructive or scratching up stuff or things like that. We don't do declaws as much as we used to. We kind of found out it's not always the best thing. If you don't do it right, if you're not careful with it, you can cause chronic issues, you know, doing it. So now, that being said, I think I've got one cat right now in my household that I might have to wind up taking the claws off, because that little turkey, I tell you what, we trim them, we put them on the scratching post, we put them on, you know, we do everything, we, you know, all the little tricks and everything, and this little sucker, nope, right to the couch. I'm like, all right. I said, I warned him. I'm like, listen, I don't want to do this, but I have to. So, and then when I do it, I approach it like that. I do it as an orthopedic procedure. It's not just like a quick snip, you're out. I do it because it's an amputation. It's a 10-toe amputation, really. And because you're taking that last knuckle bone. I only use the laser. We use a lot of pain control. So I get pretty good results with them. I mean, every once in a while, you know, you'll have an issue, but usually the way that I found that I've, over the years, have developed how to do it, I get pretty good results with it.
Now, what about the dogs? Do you cut them halfway, yep, or do you take them all the way to the quick? What's your recommendation for dogs?
Now, with the dog, if you want to tell where the quick is, if you look at the side of the, if you look at the side of the nail, okay, so you're looking, take the paw, take the toe, and you're looking at it, you can see them pad, all right? See if I can describe. I usually draw a picture in the room, so I'm trying to describe this and paint a mental picture.
Sure.
You look at the pad, you can see the line between the pad leather, okay, and then the fur of the toe.
Sure.
Okay? Now, if you take that line and you go straight out to where it intersects the nail that's grown down,
yep,
90% of the time you're going to be past the quick. You can trim there. So I won't say 100% of the time, because I have ran into dogs, especially if the nails have gotten really long, that the quick has grown out. But I've found, you know, 90 times out of 100 that if I make that first cut there, kind of straight out in line with that junction between the pad leather and the fur of the toe, if you're looking at the side of it, so you're taking like a side view, that you're going to be clear on that. I should put
so where the pad yep, meets the fur, you draw a line straight across from there,
yep,
and that's usually going to be a safe cut right there.
Yeah, I'd say 90-95% of the time you're going to be beyond the quick. If you do hit the quick, if it's long, you're not deep into it, you're out further, it's not a big deal. You can buy like little styptic powder.
Yes, you know, I use that.
Yep.
And or it's amazing how it clots, yep, it up so quickly.
Oh yeah.
Now in trimming the dog's nail, he came back with a question. The quick has been grown out because the nails got long. When you trim a nail, does that cause the quick then to recede?
It can. There's two ways of doing it. One way is to do that, is to just kind of weekly just do a little shorter, a little shorter, a little shorter, a little shorter, and that nail, that quick will start kind of trying to grow back a little bit.
Okay.
So you can control the growth of the nail. Other way of doing it, if you want to get it quickly, usually what we'll do sometimes, and especially if dogs are just so bad that we have to trim them, we'll sedate them. And then I use a Dremel and just kind of grind them back.
Got it.
And they're going to be a little, we usually put them on some pain medicine, stuff like that afterwards for a few days, because it is uncomfortable, but it's the fastest way to solve the problem.
Got another text from Penny. Rabies has been pretty much eradicated. My cat is 7 and always up to date on her vaccines. However, is it still necessary to give her rabies shots? She doesn't even have contact with any other animals.
Yes, and here's why. And even if it's an indoor cat, especially if it's an indoor cat. Number one, rabies is not completely eliminated. It still exists here. Michigan, we're not a hotbed for it. You start getting out in Texas, out west, a little bit more of a problem. Number one rabid animal is a bat in the state of Michigan, okay? Bats can get into anything. I mean, I don't care. They can get into any house, anywhere, anytime. A bat that has rabies can't fly very well is going to lay on the ground. What's a cat going to do with his mouse-like thing laying on the ground? They're going to play with it. And a bite from a bat, you can't even hardly tell you've even had it. Their teeth are so small, but yet it's enough to give them rabies. And honestly, it's a death sentence. It's rabies is such a bad virus. But a rabies shot in a cat's good for 3 years, just like in a dog. So
yeah, 3 years.
Yep. Now, if they're not going outside, I wouldn't give like leukemia because you're not being exposed to other cats. But, you know, distemper, rabies, definitely I would do.
Excellent. Well, all the text messages got us through the interview, Jeff. We greatly appreciate the information, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Again,
all
the
right,
phone number, folks, 906-635-5910. Store it and put it in your phone.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. Stellantis NV is offering buyouts to salaried employees as part of an effort to cut costs following a decline in net income during the first half of the year. The voluntary